Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Are we going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Were you this asking the audience or
sorry,
asking
no, well, I was looking at you guys. Oh, sorry, just before we
Everyone
started.
Everyone who's listening will know, I think I like this little life.
It's fucking me off. Steph is running around the house just saying, I'm like, what is this? And then I asked these guys in the studio, I'm like, what the fuck is this? I think that's like this little life. Tobbs is up the back going, I think I like this little life. Lou's been sitting there going, I think I like this.
You can just do anything. Like, people will take the piss even get like a really fucked up text from a guy being like, I just ghosted you because you're batshit crazy. And they'll just post that being like,
when did you post that? And then, what?
I'm not crazy.
No, you didn't post it. Someone else did.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't fuck with me.
I thought you said you did.
Shut up.
Oh, champion. No, because you've got a few of them texts before.
I have never had someone say I'm crazy.
In front of you. You know what happens every time I get home?
What?
I fucking open the door. Steph will go, how's the podcast? I'm like, she's fucking crazy, Steph.
But crazy in the like cool, crazy, quirky,
like fun. Beyonce crazy.
Funky.
Coming
way.
Girls are crazy right
now. You know what I mean? Love coming looking so crazy right now.
Now.
Hey, guess what?
Now listen up.
I think I like this little life.
Fuck, I cannot escape it. I don't actually scroll on TikTok that much anymore.
Loser.
Is it?
Loser alert.
I'm really into the reels.
Are you fucking 80?
I swear to God. I don't scroll on TikTok. I scroll on Instagram reels.
There is... 10-day date does that. Like, get on TikTok. The shit you see on Reels is what you saw on TikTok.
No, it's not.
Three or four weeks later,
can I tell you why it's not? Can I tell you why Reels are superior?
They're not. You're looking at things that you've seen 4 weeks ago.
Let me tell you why they're superior. Chief. Let me tell you why, champion. Let me tell you why Reels are superior. Because you know what I don't get anymore? Fucking women lip-syncing songs.
Well, you've obviously stayed on it too long and lingered on it that your FYP's gone, hey, Jake loves this, I'm going to keep showing him.
No, just like, because a lot of the content on TikTok is just people miming a song with text on the video. It's fucking
dog
shit.
Yeah, but that means you've Reels that means like, you've watched it.
Like,
you've engaged in it for it to pop up. That's how the algorithm works.
Yeah, correct. But it's because I like to cringe watch.
Yeah, well, you don't get crotching on
But even without Reels. That being the algorithm, a lot of the shit that TikTok will throw at you is really dog shit content. There's nothing clever about it. Either everyone's doing the same trend like this, I think I like this little life fucking dog shit, or it's someone lip syncing into a fucking camera, or it's fucking someone dancing.
You're
now, miss
grumpy.
Me with it.
I don't think you like this little life. You know what? I had a taste of my own medicine the other day. Like, Tor will always be like to me, if we're lying like on the couch or something and I watch TikTok on loud, she'll always be like, shut the fuck up. Like, put your earpods in. 10-day dates watching his reels, like, on as loud as they will go, like, scrolling on the couch. And I'm like, Shut up.
No, I love when you get... I gave you a taste of your own medicine once when we were driving back home. This is what you don't get this a lot. You live in your world, right?
I get a taste of my own medicine every now and then.
This is what I mean. This is what I love when they...
Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Lou's done a podcast before this with a dear, dear friend of ours. And usually if she's done more than 30 minutes of talking, it becomes Delulu. So you've got a delusional Lou in this episode.
I'm all hyped up on Mountain Dew.
Please enjoy. Lou will get in a car and she thinks that if she's screaming to a song that everyone in the car is having as much fun as she is, when... Notoriously bedwetters, you know that if some fucking cunt is sitting in a vehicle, excuse my language.
Sorry, Jake.
And screaming a song, you're probably not having as much fun as the person singing it. So I decide one day to give her, she was in a, putting on fucking Cardi B and shit, we're driving home. She screams, singing.
That's some wet ass pussy.
Yeah, like rapping. Yeah, okay. All right. She was doing that on the way home, whapping, and I went, fuck it. So I put on Oliver Anthony. Richmond, north of Richmond, and I belted it. I belted it, and I didn't pull back. I didn't hold back. I screamed the song. And you know what she did? She retracted into the shadows like a ghoul, like a vampire that'd been struck with garlic. She retreated into the shadows, hissing and sizzling, and hated it. And I finished the song. I said, that's how I feel. That's how you make me feel.
It's different when
I do it. We spoke about our emotions.
It's different when I do
it. It's not, Lou.
You're having fun when
I do
it.
No, no one is.
Well, you would have hated the ride here in Alfonso. I'm not kidding you. I went onto my Spotify, how they make playlists for you, and it was like, this is like a time warp playlist, and I was like, okay. Had a look at the top three songs, and I was like, banger after banger after banger. Clicked play. Every single song, Judge, was a banger. I did a 30-minute performance for Alfonso and all the cars around
and
me.
And Kevin.
And Kevin was not in the front seat in his seatbelt.
Oh.
He was in the back in his booster seat.
Yeah, fair, smart. Safety first.
And I did a full I got to the studios and I was like, I've almost run out of breath and run out of energy because I've done it. It would see how hard it would be now being Justin Bieber trying to sell at Madison Square Garden and performing for 2.5 hours because I did it for 30 solid minutes to banger after banger after banger.
The difference between you and Justin Bieber, I'd argue, now I don't want to put words in anyone's mouths here. The difference would be, and this I think is maybe the fundamental difference between you and Biebs, he can effortlessly sing. When he speaks, he's almost singing. He's got such an angelic voice.
Right, right.
You are trying to sing, and it sounds like dog shit. It sounds like it sounds like sticking a pig when you sing.
It's
it
different.
Sounds like you've got a 12-inch blade. You've shoved it straight into the guts of the pig. The sound that pig will then make as a consequence of it being gutted alive is what you sound like when you sing.
See, I tend to disagree here, Jack.
Okay, interesting.
Because
interesting.
I believe when the music is as loud as it will go on Alfonso, little V-dub T-Cross, he's got a powerful system. Beep, beep. Okay. And you can't hear me as much. So I believe that I sound, it's almost like fake auto-tune.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I do, but the fact that it's so loud...
Wasn't loud enough for me.
The fact that it's so loud... says to me you might be yelling a whole lot louder.
Oh no, not yelling, screaming.
So there you go. That's what I mean.
I needed a microphone like Justin at Madison Square Garden, so I didn't have to hurt my vocal cords.
Your vocal cords. Yeah, your vocal cords. Yeah, I get it. You don't want to fucking stress those vocal cords. Yeah, don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, the vocal cords.
Obviously, your vocal cords are very important.
And you know, as singers, we have notes. And so if your nose crack, Judge.
As singers. Fuck me dead. Yeah, as a professional rugby league player, you get how our training goes.
It's the same as when you're vocal coins.
As a verging on pro boxer, I get it. Like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. As an Olympic walker, I understand a hot girl lap.
You saying you're a singer is like Dave saying he's 5'8".
Okay, I don't know what I did to deserve
just
that,
fuck it.
But it is true.
Fuck it.
Well, now you're harassing the short kings?
The shings?
The Shings.
Leave the Shings out of it.
I love Shings.
Well, you've just attacked sweet Prince Dior.
Well, it was a mild attack.
Apologise and say three nice things you like about him now.
So, Dior, you know what I love about you? You've got a very strong jawline.
Mm.
You've got a tremendous sense of wit.
Okay.
You're also highly intelligent, and I really, really admire that about you.
They were all very basic. You could say those to anyone.
You could not say I've got a strong jawline, you fuckhead, nor could you say I'm intelligent. You could say I've probably got a pretty good wit. You could say to you, let's compliment Lou.
Okay, go. come on. Bring him in, boys. Hi, boys.
You're very intelligent.
You've got a strong jawline, and you've got a great sense of wit.
Mm.
Well, see? You could say this to me.
Sorry. No, okay, I'll compliment you. You have a sense, you've got a sense of fashion. Oh, sorry, you've got a fashion sense.
Just a sense of fashion.
Yes, correct. You've got a sense of fashion. You have two legs. You can walk on them. And you also have a functioning central nervous system.
So, see, how nice was that?
So there you go. Okay, and that's from the heart.
That's not me clapping to cut. That's me congratulating
that's
you.
That's from the heart.
Yeah.
So.
Well, next time, do better, you piece of shit.
Hey, language. Now, listen up.
I want to open the present.
This is fucking bullshit because I've never opened a present on this show
because that's my thing.
But, well, no.
No, it is my.
You've decided it's your thing because you want to open it.
But Toddler put it on my chair.
Because you're the present. You fucking always
exactly.
open the present.
Exactly. I'm the present, Gremlin.
But my name's on it first. It's Jack, Ashtar, Louisa, plus
that's
Louisa.
Like, that says we mean well with Jack and Louisa. Why can't it be Louisa and Jack?
Oh, mate, if it affects your ego that much, we can change it, sweetheart.
You can have it.
No, darling. Boys, Jake, take it. Change all the collateral,
guys,
please.
Guys, leave it. Jake and Laura, please. I don't want to take first place, please.
So this is just my theory. As it says, Jack Ashtar plus Louisa Delden.
Oh, so it's like feature on a song. It's like Maroon 5 feature Pink.
What song is that?
I just made it up.
I like it.
I hate Pink.
Why was that?
Sorry.
Why was that so? It felt
mean.
Why was that? As if Pink could give a fuck. What do you think?
But I feel like she'd come for me.
She would, but she's well to us. She's acrobatics.
No, I feel mean.
Why? It's Pink.
I just think she's over.
You don't have to like popular. Every artist, mate.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't like Pink. I don't like the acrobatic shows.
That's absolutely.
No, I feel mean. Cut it, deal.
God. No, fuck, we're not cutting that.
We're not cutting it, but that is
How's
mean.
Me going,
and
I hate
wrong.
Pink.
I don't. Oh, my God. Will she hear this? Will Pink hear this? Let's post it as a reel and hope it goes viral
no,
so she sees
don't
it.
Deal
and then she can fucking hate her.
Don't. I take it back, Pink.
Next time she's in Australia doing like 20 shows back to back, she's going to come for you, Lou.
She always does, bruh.
It's
she does like
40
fucking
we get an email being like, hey, guys, we'd love to put Pink on the podcast. I'm like,
listen, no offence. Let's not.
That's not happening.
Let's crawl before we can walk. I'm so sorry.
Me getting ahead of myself. So far ahead.
Fucking hell, we get Ned Brockman on and she's going, well, fuck, we'll get Pink next. Can we get Jagger? Is he about?
Yeah.
When's McCartney next in Australia?
Elvis Presley?
Well, he's dead. So anyway.
I think I like this little life.
We've got a thing. Now, the boys have told me not to turn it over. Look, but now, Ooh. Am I allowed to do that now, Dave?
Yeah, you can read what it is now, as you will be opening the present and finding
out me.
What it is.
Don't tell me.
It's
called?
From Holly Hucker. Holly Hucker. Holly Hucker.
We'll open it.
That's a fucking good name. Say that. Holly Hucker.
Holly Hucker.
Holly, that's a hucker. But it's actually Holly Hucker. Fuck, that's a pre.
We'll just open it.
Hold on, it's from Cambridge, New Zealand. So where's that?
That's about 20 minutes from Hamilton, the capital of chlamydia.
Sorry?
Hamilton is renowned for chlamydia.
Right, and when did you frequent Hamilton?
Use the same gags over and over and over.
No, I don't. Me and Steph clean them and we buy new ones. Oh, he's quick.
You need to go to joke school.
I need to go to fucking joke school. Have you ever watched any one of these fucking reels?
Yeah.
Oh, holy dooly, Mrs. Tabooli.
Oh, but I watch them on TikTok, you dumb fuck.
I actually watch them on reels.
Jesus, what's she put in here? It's a small package.
Hey.
Much like Jarcher.
Hey.
Wrecked.
That was too easy.
Good.
Too easy.
Jesus. Just going to drink out something? Of my Frank Green.
Oh, Jesus, Jarch. Don't hurt yourself.
Boxing lessons aren't helping that Jarch couldn't even unwrap that.
Okay, let's have a little look here. Judge and Lou, free tats whenever you're in Cambridge. Oh, she's actually a fucking... I will get a free tattoo off you, Holly.
What? She's a tat artist.
She's a tat artist.
Are we going to Cambridge and getting tats?
Well, have you got a tattoo
before? Are we getting
before?
Cambridge tats?
Cambridge. Sorry, guys. This is extreme admin it's, for me.
This
for
looks pathetic, you trying to...
Oh, okay. I don't even edit it.
No, what is it? Buddy. Oh, my God. It's those stick-on ones that we put on with water.
Buddy.
Get fucked.
Buddy.
Judge, he's showing me. Turn it around. Oh, my God, there's a Kevin tattoo.
Mate, Holly, these are un...
Are they the ones that you stick on with water?
Yeah.
Guys, these are like those tattoos you had as children.
They're We Mean Well temporary tattoos.
I think that this screams of merch. Does this scream of merch for anyone else?
Bro, do you know what this else this screams of?
Does anyone
of?
Else scream merch?
I love this so much. Holly, thank you so fucking much. Give these me a are, look. Have a look. Now...
Oh my God, there's Kevin! And then there's you.
Now,
oh, look as cool as Kevin. Toby's dead. There's us as nerdy, bro. There's me in the blow up, Kevin. There's little senorita hats. Oh my God, there's bedwetters for life. Wow. That's so cool.
That is so fucking cool.
Well, I don't want to waste them now.
Free tats.
Well, let's put them on for the weekend. You've got the wedding, and I'm just hanging around Sydney.
I will have one of these tattoos on me for the wedding, 100%.
Gorgeous.
I'm thinking...
That's so cool. Thank you, Holly.
Holly, that's fucking mad.
Well, I'm going to wear mine all weekend. It's not going to come off.
That's actually,
I'm not going to shower, so it never comes off.
Also loving this free gift voucher. So if we're ever in Cambridge...
Well, I'm going up to Auckland in March
Ink
for
by
a
Holly
wedding.
Alice. So everyone, if you want a tattoo and you're around Cambridge, go to hello.inkbyhollyalice@gmail.com.
Thanks, Holly.
Kids eat for free. I've got a theory.
Well, I've got something I'd like to say.
Well, please. Louisa, this is the perfect platform.
Well, I just thought, you know, Jake, we do a podcast. I'd love to say something.
Please, get whatever is off your chest.
I bumped into someone in Bondi the other day and he goes, how was Public Bar the other night? And I was like,
yep.
Public Bar?
Where, yeah.
And then he goes, you were there after Lily's birthday. It was you and Jarch. And he goes, you go to me. Fuck, I'm so piss fit at the moment. I just like I can just drink so much and I just like I'm so piss fit.
You said that?
I said that and then yep. He goes to me, you don't remember seeing me, do you? And I was like, it doesn't ring much of a bell. And then he goes, Jarch was the exact same as you. Like you were both just like blank faced. And he was dead sober.
Who was it?
Do you know Orbo, Michael Orbison?
Yeah.
He just said that I was like, I was so piss fit, like so piss fit at the moment. I'm not.
Didn't remember.
Like I had a
to be fair,
inkling.
We were pretty fucking. There was a
well,
bit
I've
on there.
I've been going since one. The lunch was at one.
Yeah.
And it would have
been
like 8 PM when he saw us.
Oh, so when you were blank, like sort of blank eyed, like staring into someone's soul, you were saying,
"Yeah,
mate, I'm so piss fit at the moment.
Jeez,
I'm good." And you could even remember seeing him.
Not really.
Mate, that's happened to me before.
And not that I don't, like I remember just being like, you know, but I don't remember having a conversation telling him I was piss fit.
Well, I don't remember seeing him.
No. There you go. So you're even worse than me.
Well.
But you know what?
Or do I?
Nah, don't try and backtrack, Chief.
But you know how you don't remember something sometimes until someone puts it in your brain?
Yeah, like most days.
Yeah, actually, you would know that very well, that feeling very well, without even being drunk.
Yeah.
Once I was at the gym, it was a Saturday morning. This is when I was a bit of a sprightly young lad, you know, early 20s sort of stuff. So you get on the piss on the Friday, gym in the Saturday. So you'd earn your piss for the Saturday. I'm at the gym, probably lifting. I think I was benching at the time like 378 kilos.
Yeah. Light for you. What are you now? 450?
About 450 kgs, yeah.
Sure, I see mass.
Yeah, mass. Anyhow, this bloke comes up to me. He goes, guess here you go, mate. And I put down these fucking dumbbells. I look at this bloke, and in my brain, I'm going, I have never seen you in my life. And I go, hey, mate. And he goes, fuck, where'd you end up? And I'm going, holy fuck, I've had a full shindig with this bloke. Clearly, last night, I'm like, I'm looking at him. I'm going, think, Jack. Please remember, nothing. And I go, oh, mate, the oak. He goes, yeah, I know. Where'd you go after? And I'm like, Oh, just went to this house party. He's like, yes, mate. I know.
So you're like trying to...
I'm trying to get it, buddy.
You name like 12 pubs and he's like, yeah, I know.
Eventually I think I had to eventually lie.
Yeah.
Say something and he was like... And in my brain I'm like, I've never met you before in my life. We clearly have. And we've clearly spent a formidable amount of time.
Well, you've gone to the Oak and a house party with me.
Wherever. And it was just like, it's just one of those things. I'm just like, for fuck's sake. And do you know the crazy thing about it now is that people do come up to us and now sometimes I don't know whether I know them or I don't.
I know. I went for a walk the other day and someone was like, hey, Lou. And I was like, hey, do I know you or are you a bed winner?
I had a dude the other day do it and I said, g'day. I was like, how you going? And I was like, oh, g'day, mate. Like I did that inflection. Like, yeah. I haven't seen you for ages. He goes, don't worry, you don't know me. Oh. I went, hey, fuck. I was trying to get through it.
Oh, that's good. It's good stuff, kid.
Hey, I got a theory.
Yeah? Is it, I think I like this little life. That's the name of the podcast.
Oh, fuck me.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dead. Got a theory.
You haven't had a thizzer in a while.
I just was thinking about this because I've really been getting back into it.
This feel, it's inappropriate, I can tell. You got your foot stamping. Your arms are up here like this, kid. You're ready to go, champion.
Listen, kid, it's not inappropriate, but what it is I'm going to say it's probably polarizing, moderately controversial. Now, you love a bit of controversy, don't you?
But that's not...
No, you love some controversy, don't you?
No, we don't, because that's not how this podcast works. We're very kind, highbrow, political, entrepreneurial, finance review, newspaper podcast.
Just saying words, aren't you?
Self-help.
This is my theory. Nickelback gets an unwarranted amount of hate. They're a tremendous band.
Sing that song, the main one.
Oh, look at this photograph. Every time I do it, makes me laugh.
Are they the one that also is with arms wide?
That's Creed.
Oh, I always get them.
Nickelback, Someday by Nickelback.
Could you play a couple of Nickelback songs?
Right, play Someday by Nickelback.
Lots of Nickelback songs. Nickelback, I completely agree with you, Josh.
Do you, Dior?
I've seen them live before.
I love that Dior.
Yeah, he's got the long blonde hair, right?
Yeah, Chad Kroeger. He was also married to Avril Lavigne.
Correct.
Yeah.
Dude, they get a fuckload of hate and I don't get it. Do you get the Nickelback hate?
Well, I know that. I think
it almost became cool to hate them.
I was about to say, it's like you jump on the bandwagon of hating Nicky back. That sounds like a rap. You get on the bandwagon of hating Nicky rap.
You didn't even say the word that you'd said. Fuck's sake.
Nicky back. I've already been on a podcast, Jack. My brain is mush. If you could say what my brain is right now, it'd be a big old watery, buttery, milky mashed potato.
Okay. Need to go. one of you blokes want to fucking jump in for this fucking unit?
No, I want to hear Nikki back.
Okay, chuck your headphones
Nikki
on.
Nikki back.
Oh, where are my headphones?
Oh, you don't have headphones? One sec.
Shingle me.
No,
why
Jake,
are my sunnies over there?
Because I put them there. I was wearing them. No, they're mine. Don't hit me. I know it. Someday, somehow, we're going to make it all right, but not right now. I know you want to really be one that you sold me. Somehow. Can I suggest something?
Yeah.
If we can't get Pink on the podcast, how about getting Nickelback?
If we could get Nikki back on.
Wait, Mike, deal? Make this a real Nickelback. This is our welcome to get you guys on the podcast. We think you should call yourselves Nikki Back. And we know you get a lot of hate because people jump on the hate of the Nickelback bandwagon. We would love to create a bandwagon of Nickelback love. And we'd love for it to be here and in a big four-way, five-way
hug. You've got to shut the fuck up.
Because I think there's three
you
of them.
You have to shut
I think there's three of them, so we'll do a big five-way hug. Me, you, and the three Nikki Backs. They're like the Hanson brothers.
Sounds like Lou just wants it to be her and the Nikki Back boys. Go four-way.
No.
Well, you said five-way, but I'm out. Now, play Someday.
Oh, Someday?
That's a banger.
You remind me of what I really
like, they're
am.
Fucking red hot. I've been banging them.
Same. You've sold me after that one song.
I love this song, Someday.
Someday. Ooh, what? How the hell we wind up like this? Why weren't we able to see the signs that we missed? And try to turn the tables. I wish you'd unclench your fists and unpack your suitcase. Lately there's been too much of this. And then it comes in.
Don't think it's too late.
Nothing's wrong, just as long as you know that someday I will someday, somehow, gonna be it all right, but not right now.
Oh, that shit. Crap.
Dior, can you Google for me Nickelback Australia concerts?
Okay.
Or Nickelback
Europe? Bro, I would see them live in a heart.
Or Nickelback Europe concerts, because, guys, I'll be going to Europe again this year.
Oh, you have to shut the fuck up.
Am I a bit much holy today? Shit. So sorry.
Oh, they're in Europe in June.
Get fucked.
You're in Europe.
Where and what date? I'll go to Nickelback for us.
Oh,
or we could go as a podcast. There could be a trip. We could do the podcast from Europe and go to Nickelback. Judge. The screams of a sponsor we need to come on board. Hey, Qantas. Hey, Virgin. You want to fly us to the Nickelback? Get London. Fucked. I'm going in London on the July
10th. That's July, though.
Yeah, I'm going to be there in July.
True.
Oh, my God, I'm going to go to Prague. Holy shingle the tungle dingles.
O2 Arena in Prague. Holy dooly.
The big dog LDD's going to London, and she's going to Nikki back.
Bro.
I'm bringing Nikki back.
That actually did come into my head before, and I chose not to do it. But I respect that you went there. Speaking of Justin Timberlake, do you know that he sang the chorus for the Black Eyed Peas song?
My humps.
Yeah.
No.
No, the one about saving the world and everything.
My humps.
No,
my love.
No,
that, Oh,
dude.
It's going to annoy me.
Oh, hang on. I know the one.
Yeah.
The love one.
Where is the love?
Yeah.
But what's
where
the chorus?
Is the love?
Yeah. Blue. People dying,
yes.
Children hurting, you
that's
hear them
not
crying.
JT.
It is. Yeah. I thought
that's
it was Fergie.
Where I am.
All right. Well, we thought. It is not. You know what I learned that?
Where?
A TikTok.
There you go.
So I'm not that
and you've
old.
And you been banging out the talks and doing the reels.
Bro, why was he not in the film clip? Why did it never say featuring Justin Timberlake?
I feel like it did say featuring Justin Timberlake because that's what it says here.
On Rage? Don't think so.
Maybe
kid.
Not on Rage.
Remember they were called Ellie Funk?
That was the name of the album.
That's what I mean.
Oh, fucking. Mate, fair dinkum. This is actually hard yak.
No, it's not. I'm having fun. The fun police over there, Mr. Jake.
It is nice that they had this really, like, lovey and let's all come together song on the same album. They had a song with, like, a slur that
let's
you
get
yes.
Oh, yeah. Thank
you. Dude, we used to sing that shit, like, in socials. Keep in mind that word was not what it is today.
It's now it's let's get it started in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what it should have sense. Been all yeah. along.
It was fucking pisser. But does that not blow your mind? That blew my mind.
It blows my mind more how much I'm a Nickelback fan now.
Love that.
You know.
Love to hear the bedwetters' opinion. Let's do a post on the story. This goes. Yep. Let's do a story post.
So excited about we that. Are so unprofessional. It's.
I'm just excited about it. I want to do a post and just get the bedwetters' feedback on Nickelback as a whole. because I've really been getting back into them, man.
I'm gonna you know what I'm playing on the way home on an Alfonso.
What? Nickelback. Guys,
wait, let's drive home together.
No,
we'll be on the, no, but like because you'll be in front of
we're
me.
We're in different vehicles.
That's what I mean. But let's play the song. We'll start at the same time, the whole album, and then we'll
Lou.
Then we
Lou,
can no. Lou, then we can say how our trip home was.
Lou, you can barely drive without you having to figure out how to sync a song up with a car behind you. You can barely drive when you haven't done 45 minutes of talking in your brain as much. You can barely drive when you were at your peak mental and physical fitness. Now, for you to try think that you can,
thanks.
Do you think you can? You and me can sync a song. Up together while you operate a piece of heavy machinery, you're off your fucking head.
Alfonso's light.
It is heavy machinery.
He's not that heavy.
Well, it's relatively heavy.
You how much do you reckon it'd weigh?
Fuck knows.
Dior, how much does a T-Cross weigh? I'm going, it'd be more than, I was about to say 150 kegs. That's a human.
150 kilos?
I'm going... 2,000 kgs.
Do you think it weighs 2 tons?
Oh, no, that's an elephant. At 1 ton. So,
how much does the T-Cross weigh?
Have a guess, Charge.
It's got to be under a ton.
Nah, 1,312 kilos.
Fucking hell. Close. It's pretty small. That's surprising.
How much does a fully grown elephant weigh?
I'm going to say like 8 tons.
But let me guess. I'm going 9.5. Imagine do yours Googles.
Correct. So, your African forest elephants can go from about 2.5 to 6 tons.
Okay.
African bush elephants are around 6. Asian elephants are around 4 tons.
Okay. Wow. Right. So, maxing out 6 tons.
That's heavy. And sorry, one more Dior, just for personal knowledge. And how much does a blue whale weigh?
Oh, heaps.
That'd
isn't
be
it
like
fucking 40 buses or some shit.
The same as like an island.
No.
Yes. A small one.
Okay, have a guess how much you reckon it weighs.
I'm going to say 50 fucking tons.
I'm going to go 70.
I reckon I've gone too high.
Between 130 and 150.
8 tons?
Yeah.
Kidding me?
Bro. Yeah,
actually, some sources saying it could be up to 199 tons.
Sorry, and you're telling me a small island would weigh less than that?
Well, islands go down deep. You can't pick them up.
Yeah, but let's say you could pick it up.
Let's not just change every rule so it fits in with your fact.
Okay, let me just Google how much does Australia weigh.
300 tons.
Way more.
I don't really know if anyone's measured the mass of an island.
Yeah.
Because you, like, how do you
how
work
do
it
you
out?
Even fucking do that?
It just keeps going down.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, correct. You couldn't.
It'd be weird. Nah, I'm not gonna.
No, you got it.
Nah, it's fucking weird.
You've got it.
It'd be weird to see, like, say you had a small island, like it just go all the way to the bottom. You know what I mean? Or the water? Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Like, if you, say it was like a small island.
No, I know exactly.
You go all the way down in a submarine.
Let's say if the island was this round.
Yeah.
This round, it's like a big cube.
It's like a big cylinder. So it's that.
Someone has asked this question on Reddit, how much does Hawaii weigh?
Okay.
And it's given this answer.
I'd love to go to Hawaii.
To the power of 16 or something.
Oh, 4.2 to the power of 16.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's 700 quintillion petaundans.
That's 945 trillions.
No, it's 700 quintillion petaundans, I think.
Yes, and that was the man who invented the towel on the wall, wasn't it?
Fuck, if you say Aristotle... I'll start swinging.
Well, it was Aristotle.
I taught her about Aristotle.
Aristotle was notorious.
She's never stopped saying Aristotle.
Aristotle was notoriously known for his art.
Oh, God, I love you. Well, I was thinking about something the other day. No.
Well, you were thinking? That's a first.
No, hold on. Not the other day. Literally during this podcast. I was...
This feels like a heap of shit. Is it? at this whole podcast.
Was it about blue whales?
No, but I love that.
How much an island weighs?
130.
Blue whales are the biggest animal that's ever lived.
Ever. Yeah,
ever.
That's ever.
Ever. Ever. Dude, think about that. Hold on. Bigger than a megalodon.
Is that the giant shark?
Yeah. Yes, they were real.
Lou just mimed to me. Were they real?
Fossil hunters find their teeth all the time.
Blue whale can grow up to 5 times the size of a megalodon.
What?
Yeah.
I've got so many thoughts racing around.
Bro, we've
got
to respect the fucking
blue. I can't say them.
Shout out to the blue whale, man. Props to you, bud.
Fuck, he'd eat.
Fuck, he'd eat.
He'd eat the same as 8-year-old Lou on a fucking...
I was going to say, him and 8-year-old Lou, that'd be a tough match.
Oh, what are those cute ones that look like dolphins? Manosaurs. Manta rays. You know the one? Fuck. What are they called?
Fuck.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, keep going, Lou.
No, tell me, guys.
A dolphin?
Nah, they're called like...
a porpoise?
No, give me a hand. They're like... The
sea cows. They're the ones you're talking about.
Moron. You are a moron.
No, they're fucking cute.
Yeah, they're dugongs.
Dugongs!
There's another name for them that you almost had.
Mantelope. What is it?
That's when a man fucks a rock melon.
Oh, Jack. It's disrespectful to the fruit and to a man.
I'm happy to tell you, Jeffrey and Donna, you've had your very own mantelope in the birthing room. Just the mantelope. The camera pans out and his wife is just a huge rock melon. I'm happy with it. Kid's
can
good.
Can you Google the dugongs?
It's a manatee.
That's the one I was looking for.
Oh, okay. That's what you got.
It didn't take long. See, aren't they?
Didn't we talk about them on a podcast the other week?
We did, mate.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
Yuck, I take it back. They're disgusting.
These ones are cuter. Porpoises.
Isn't porpoise the...
Look at these dudes.
Isn't that the umbrella term for dolphins and shit? Porpoise?
There's one... What's that? There's a weird... No, there's a difference here. Someone's drawn a nice difference. Porpoises are more round.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They are definitely more rotund.
Oh, I guess the umbrella term would be mammal.
Look at this dude.
He's
fuck.
Cute. Yeah. Well, you learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
You and a... Well, Skategorius might be a bit tough today, but I reckon we give it a hoon.
Yeah, we might as well, kid. Hey?
Yeah. All right, your letter is B.
B.
Are we
B
ready?
B for boobs.
3, 2, 1, go.
You're an infant.
3, 2, 1, hands down. That's enough.
Okay.
All right.
Shiver me timbers.
I forgot to give myself a card. Why don't you guys list off what the first one is?
Okay.
All right. Things that blink.
A bear.
A bear.
Like a B-E-A-R.
A-R, a bear. Yeah.
Not a V-B.
I said a bushy-tailed possum.
Okay.
Well,
specific.
Technically it's a possum.
It's a bushy-tailed possum. That's what they're called.
All right. I'll let it slide.
Oh, thanks, mate. Okay.
Well, it's a brush tail possum, but I'll give you that.
Oh, wrong.
Well, I
wrong,
don't get that
judge.
Then, bro.
No?
Wrong.
Right. Well, I said bushy tail possum. Brush tail possum, of course it is.
All right. Number 2, foreign cities.
Barcelona.
Oh, it's very creative, senorita.
No, it's
Beijing.
Not. Well, yeah.
Yep. Number 3, places to sit.
A bench.
Bottom, because you sit on your bottom.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Who's a clever senorita?
Well.
I am.
Number 4, compliments.
Boobs look lit. Well, that's a compliment. Someone said your boobs look lit, Lou.
Who said that?
No one.
I was going to say. Okay,
it's never happened to me, but I
reckon the next stop would be Specsavers for that fucking fella. Now. Okie doke. I said beautiful.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a bit basic, but sure.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, dude, boobs look lit. Oh, fuck me swinging.
Number 5, things that are sticky.
Beeswax.
Bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So they're sticky little fuckers.
Yep. 6, song titles.
Brain.
Boys and cars.
Have you both made those up?
Yeah, I made that up.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a song called...
There is probably a song called...
No, Boys. There's not one. Boys in Cars. It's Cars with Boys.
Yeah.
Brains.
Brain, brain, brain. Brain, brain, brain by by Storybots. Nah, body
just,
songs. Brain, brain,
said
brain.
Brain, not nah, brain, brain, brain.
Nah,
nah.
Bro, watch this.
Who was Brain by?
Watch. I'll tell you right now.
No.
It's one of my favourite songs.
Don't go into your Spotify.
It's one of my favourite songs.
Excuse me. Señorita, you're a little cheater, aren't you? You're a little doffed Señorita cheater, aren't you?
Who?
Yes.
Because Brain the artist.
Yeah, a lot
which
of,
was like Lil Dicky.
You got brain stew, brain damage.
Nah, I'm fucked. There's no song.
Oh, you're no, an artist okay. Hang on, hang on. There is a song called Brain by Trey Songz.
Oh, there you go. Oh, nah. That's about getting head. Well, obviously I get it because you're getting that brain. Yep. Thank you, Trey Songz.
All right. Things you rent.
Boards.
Bicycles.
Yeah.
Because often, Jack, if you go around a park.
What kind of boards were you thinking, Josh?
Any board, mate. You can hire surfboards. Yeah, you can hire bodyboards.
I thought you might say something funnier than that, but that's okay. We'll just move on.
You can hire floorboards.
You could hire someone's...
Don't boards, look at me,
shorts.
Yeah. Things you... Oh, sorry. Restaurants.
Bingo.
Boris's Burgers.
I couldn't think of a restaurant. I just went bingo.
Boris's Burgers has got to be one.
Boris.
Bang.
No, Boris Burgers.
Boris Burgers.
Oh, Boris Burgers and Hamburgia.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a huge.
It's a great spot, Judge.
That's a huge.
If you're ever in Hamburg.
What?
This isn't in
Hamburg.
You should
go to Boris's Burgers.
This is not in Hamburg.
Oh, where is it in?
I don't know. What language is that? That looks Spanish.
Oh. No,
Hamburgeria is the type of
it's
establishment.
In Brazil. I'd go
sure,
there if I was
go
you.
With that. Yeah.
Wow. Anyone in Brazil, hit up Boris Burgers.
Bro, that is fucking unreal from you. Just type in bingo restaurant.
Bingo restaurants. Bingo, yeah, Chinese food.
That's unreal stuff. Okay. Oh, that's in fucking New South Wales.
Let's go there.
Let's go to Bingo Chinese.
I love Chinese.
Looks good. Number 9, things that smell bad.
B.O.
Yep. Bins.
Yep.
Yep. 10, types of exercise.
Body weight.
Beep test.
Yes.
Thank you.
Fuck, Lou, I reckon you'll pit me here.
Number 11, things you avoid.
Bats.
Bags.
What?
Bags.
What do you mean?
Well, it's illegal. People who do bags.
What, like backpacks?
Of drugs.
Backpacks. What is bags?
It's what people call drugs. It's illegal.
Right.
So you'd avoid them. Otherwise you'll get arrested.
You avoid that.
Yes. It's illegal.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
And last 12, smaller than your fist.
A ball.
Businesses. Because you can't see them.
You can't see the cafe just there, that small business.
What about an online business?
That is the most. No.
You can't see
buddy,
an online business.
No. That is one of the dumbest answers you've ever
had. Disagree.
Of course you do. It was the. Businesses. Well, just notoriously so much larger than anyone's fist.
How many did
come
you
in,
get?
Mate, I actually can't come in. You've created a business that is smaller than a fist, and I no one can enter. Oh. Boris Burgers, come in. So I got 11 out of 12.
Two, three, four,
you got 11?
Five.
Yep.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Aw. I'm a straight. I only got bushy tail possum wrong. I got everyone else right.
Instead of counting how many I got right, I should just count how many I got wrong.
And deduct. Yeah, correct. Hey, bud.
Whoa.
Another loss for Dowden. I wonder how many. I think you've won one.
Yeah, I think it's been
no,
one.
I was really good at the start.
No, you weren't. You didn't win any at the start, Dale. Then you won
but
one.
And saying that, it's not all about winning.
You literally
winning
are Delulu.
My answers
you
are, Delulu. Are very creative.
It is about winning. It is a game. You need to win. Any
well,
excuse.
Jill always said.
Oh, shock horror. Oh, I wonder why you're so good at categories, because you'd be sitting there playing with Jill. They'd be like, name of a city starting with C. And you'd be like, Cockatoo City of the Land of Life. And Jill would go, well, darling, I don't know if that's a real city, but guess what? Creative points. You get it. Thanks, Mum. I knew I was good at this game.
That is not what I sound like.
Us. Isn't it, boys?
At us, yes.
At us. Shut up, the three of you.
You ready, sis?
Yeah, hotline me up, bitch.
Okay, very aggressive. Do a little, do a jingle for it.
Well, give me a genre.
Do a Nickelback jingle.
Yeah. Oh. Dior, perfect.
This is how the we mean well hotline works every week.
And again.
It's not like you guys to call up the hotline and leave a message.
Yes, it is.
It is like them to do it.
Well, I was in
they
the
do
moment.
It incredibly frequently.
Sorry.
That's okay. It was actually good. A very good. That was probably best hotline jingle.
Do you reckon that's like my best singing accent, the Nickelback one?
You don't have one. Oh. Let's try this bad boy.
Wow.
I'm turning that off.
Well, yeah, you turn it off, baby. You do stuff. It smells hot. It's like a hot girl lap. It's busy. That's all. Hey, I don't go watch the Spice Girls and... Anyway. Fuck you, Judge. Judge. He's a funny guy on the podcast. Oh, hang up.
It's one of the drunkest men of all time.
That was my favourite call. Was she going, it's hot? And he was like a hot girl laugh.
She clearly did not want him doing whatever the fuck he was doing.
My God. Call again anytime.
Fuck you, Judge. Who's Judge? Who's that funny guy on a podcast?
Oh, my God.
That was tremendous. Okie dokie, smoky chokey. Let's see what we got. Now, yep.
Beep.
Hi there. Long time bedwetter. Staying with my partner. I thought I would just come on here and say hello. And yes, I'm on loudspeaker. I'm sorry.
Sounds great, bedwetter.
I don't. Anyway, if you could please wish my partner a wonderful day at work. At the moment, it is fucking miserable in Sydney. It's pissing down with rain. Oh, I'm running out of time. And say that the cats will love me more at the end of the day and that I will be the favourite parent because at the moment they're being little shitheads towards me and I'm the favourite parent at the end of the day when it comes to our cats. Okay, bye. Love you, Lou. Love you, Josh.
Love you, dude. Yeah. Now, listen.
Did she say her cats?
Cats, yes,
okay.
Correct.
You are the favourite parent and we wish your husband partner a very good day at work.
That's what, yeah, we did have to relay all of that back to her husband. Is that correct?
Yeah.
The cats love her more at the end of the day.
Just listening.
So you go out and work and enjoy work. We want you to have a great day at work, mate.
Good day, but you don't
guess what?
Leave the cats alone.
You're coming back to some hateful cats because they love her way more.
They're going to be scratching you.
She's a good little bedder, isn't she?
She's very clever, aren't she?
Munch up. Munch your good little cats. Now, let's bloody...
Puss.
I beg your pardon? Sorry, I beg you.
Nothing.
No, I beg your pardon. What did you say?
I said.
What'd you say?
I said you're a good little puss.
Okay, buddy. Now let's just.
It's a cat.
I've asked you 30 times to not speak to yourself, to stop talking to yourself.
Oh.
I've asked you a million.
You're sick.
Louisa, I've told you. I said stop talking to yourself.
Jack,
it's the first sign of
just,
mental deterioration.
You've got to have more respect for people. I've had enough, Jake.
Laura, you've heard me say this a million times. Oh. If I don't respect myself, how the fuck am I going to respect anyone else?
God, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Sing it.
We must have been while you were kissing me.
This sounds like a movie.
I just wanted to fucking say, I have no fucking clue why I can't come back to listen to this podcast, but you must be doing something right, because I keep fucking coming back, no matter how fucking irritated I get, how dumb you sound, I'm fucking here every week listening to you, so, good on you, I don't know what for, but, you know, You're doing the damn thing. Keep pissing.
That's us to a T, isn't it?
Can I put
a big heap of shit.
Can I put something out there?
Yeah.
Keep in mind, this is pure conjecture. I'd argue that's probably the sentiment of 95% of our listeners.
Yep. They go, why am I putting this shit back on?
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. But.
Like we spoke about how much semen does a hippo have one time.
As if.
You spoke about a man trapping a fly in his foreskin.
Well, it was so big it was nearly a fucking five skin. Let me tell you. Four. Should we get the next? But thank you, mate, for coming back and keep on pissing, I suppose.
Thanks, everyone who comes back. It's like they say, you know, an ex.
Come on a back.
An ex, they always come.
On your back.
Well, not everyone's in doggy, Jack. Just feel like the last 10 episodes have really turned to utter shit.
No, they haven't.
In terms of the highbrow has gone from high to we're under the ground. We are worms wriggling around, Jake.
We don't disrespect worms like that.
Sorry.
They've evolved.
Yeah, we're just
the same
just
as
dirt.
Us. Yeah.
We are pieces of dirt.
You sound like my dad. Okay, so next one?
Yeah, one more, please.
Two more.
Fuck, imagine this isn't actually the whole line. Anyway.
I've only had to do an answer machine.
Oh, yeah.
But the squirting count?
Sorry?
That when you go to sleep, it's like you wet the bed. Thanks. Fuck you, Lou.
Okay. Well, that's not going to be the call to get us back to some highbrow shit. She's talking about squirting.
Does that count as bedwetting? Well, I mean, technically the bed's wet, so yeah, I'll give it a pass.
Oh, God.
Well, at least our listeners are the exact same as us.
That's a great point.
We're all a community.
I feel like we've just developed a community of like-minded serial killers. That's a great question. I would agree.
Okay, give me one more.
That's technically wetting the bed. Yes, I can't. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Mm.
Chuck Edward Hartstow. That is disgusting and just utterly disappointing to hear one of your friends would do such gross things with his genitalia. Genitalia? I was almost there. Anyway, give me his number, Daddy wants to try it.
Oh, my God. What have we created?
Your daddy, by the way. Oh, fuck me swinging. Okie doke. That'll probably do us.
That'll do. That'll
Holy
do me.
Holy
dooly. I got to go film an ad. Mummy's busy.
I reckon I've got to just take it. I've got to take a breather.
Oh, you know what I'm doing when I drive home? Playing the whole Nickelback CD. Well, not CD.
I know.
Spotify.
I don't.
Sorry, everyone. I feel like I've been a bit all jacked up on Mountain Dew. Well, I did do a Mountain Dew ad. Go watch it if you haven't seen it.
This is toilet. All right. Love you. Ciao, love ciao. A lot of you. Keep pissing. Mwah, mwah, see you, boys mwah. And girls.
Yeah, boys and girls. Thanks.
Yeah, see you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.